More than 2 weeks after heavy rain caused devastation in the Marlborough Sounds, some residents remain without road access. Samantha Gee joined a convoy with Marlborough District Council staff along the closed Queen Charlotte Drive to see the damage.
A huge slip that came down across the road in the small Pukenui Bay settlement took one house with it and left two others yellow-stickered. It is one of the largest slips on the popular tourist road near Picton, which was severely damaged during the storm last month. Closer to Havelock, half the road has washed away, its surface slipping down the hill towards the sea. Water is still running down the slope, across the broken seal. Marlborough Roads manager Steve Murren says contractors are working to divert the water before they can reopen the road to one lane.
I think our contractors have done a fantastic job to get the first section of Queen Charlotte Drive to Link Water open. As you see, there's some damage and we've got some single lane pieces, but overall I think it's in pretty good condition. The bit now you'll see shortly, there's parts of it's absolutely destroyed, and it's whether we're going to get road back where it has been in the past. We've still got to make those decisions. A lot of work in front of us.
It will be another few weeks at least before single lane access is fully restored on Queen Charlotte Drive and Kenepuru Road, and could be 12 months before they are back to two lanes.
It's probably the biggest event I've been involved with. After the earthquake, it cost us just over $6 million to fix this area, and it's worse than that, so yeah, a lot worse than that.
He understands some residents are frustrated about the restricted access along Queen Charlotte Drive, but says it's important to give contractors time to complete the work. The Queen Charlotte Tavern is halfway between Havelock and Picton. Co-owner Marianne Surridge says business has all but stopped.
Normally we get a lot of traffic coming through daily, especially on the weekends, bike riders come through and all that. So they haven't been able to get through. So we've had a few local customers, which has been great. Thankfully, we've got great locals in this area. But we haven't had any other custom, which has been really hard, and also hard for my staff.
And there doesn't appear to be any financial support unless the business is closed.
According to MSD, you have to have closed doors and have no income at all. And, I mean, that sounds like to me that we have to go bankrupt, which is, you know, not going to happen. We actually have to try and get source money through our own families, etc., to stay, keep the doors open.
Marianne Surridge can't wait for the road to reopen.
They've cleared so much. There's been trucks continuously going past, full of dirt from the slips. So yeah, I think they're doing a good job, and I'm pretty positive about how quickly it's going to finish. I guess it's been 2 to 3 weeks now, so it's a lot of mud on those hills.
Marlborough District Council Recovery Manager Dean Hefford is impressed with how far crews have been able to get, particularly on Kenepuru Road.
Talking to the roading teams, they're saying that they've cleared something like 20,000 cubic metres of dirt already. And they think they're probably a fifth of the way through of what has to happen just in the Sounds.
Standing near the largest slip at Pukenui Bay, Marlborough Mayor John Leggett says it was the most serious damage he had seen to roads in the Sounds, with contractors working hard to reinstate the network.
There's a real clear intention to try and open up the Picton to Havelock Queen Charlotte Drive. That's the most used part of the Sounds network, and that will allow then the contractors to get in and start working on the Kenepuru. There's a few trucks going past in the background I hear now, so I'm pleased to see that. It's really showing a bit of progress.
But there's still a long road ahead.